The central theme of the past parshios and even the coming parshios is the role of Shevet Levi. Specifically, when it comes to Bnei Kehas, that the Torah tells us that they were in charge with Nesias HaKelim and Nesias HaAron. Others were given Agolos, that was not true when it comes to Bnei Kehas, Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem V'Kosef Yisrael. When you look in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Lamed Dalet, and you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel HaKaches, the Rambam writes a series of incredible, incredible chidushim, one chidush after another. Simply, who was it who was in charge, empowered with Nesias HaAron? Oh, the Torah tells us that it was the Levim. The Rambam writes that no, realize that was only true then. At that time, there were only a handful of Kohanim. So therefore, the Kohanim could not be the Nosei HaAron. Oh, so therefore, the Rambam writes that yes, although initially it was the Levim, but later in history that changed, and this mitzvah is incumbent upon the Kohanim. Well, so therefore here what the Torah tells us regarding Akasif Yisoh in reference to Bnei Kehas, that was true then, but that is no longer true. Ooh, a stunning chiddush that the Rambam writes. Number two, the Rambam writes, ooh, in this coming Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah. The Torah tells us, you know, when the Levi reaches the age of 50, that is an age of retirement. Ooh, the Rambam writes, you know what, that also was only a Horasha. After all, since at that point in time, the Levim were in charge with carrying all of the Kelim, so therefore you reach a certain age, physically you're beyond your prime, so therefore that is an appropriate age of retirement, but that also would not apply Lidoros, because that was not the role of the Levim. What was the role of the Levim? Ooh, to sing Shira. And therefore the Rambam writes, the third point, so what then would be the time of retirement? The Rambam writes, when you reach a certain age that the quality of the voice starts to change, oh, that's the time that you should no longer sing Shira. And then the Rambam writes a fourth Chiddush. And even when the Levi reaches that age that no longer should participate in Shira, that was only one aspect of the Avodas HaLevim. But many of the Levim were the gatekeepers. They were the Mishorim. So the Rambam writes, Yirali, that even if you reach an age that you can no longer be among the Mishorim, but nonetheless you can continue as being part of the Shoarim. And therefore, those are the four dinim deraisa, that the Rambam writes, studying one chiddush after another, that here regarding Bnei Kehas, Ahorasha, Ben Chamishim Ahorasha, the shear of the retirement typically of the Levi based on the quality of his voice, and even when they retire, but nonetheless the other functions they can still maintain. Wow. Chiddush after Chiddush after Chiddush. Okay? You look in the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban in Shoresh Gimel, there the Ramban writes that how in the world can this be? How in the world can this be? Chalila lano shetishtana mitzvah me'atorah. How can it be that a mitzvah changes? He'll tell me, you know what? The mitzvah was this way then, but the mitzvah is this way now. How can that possibly be? Isn't it part of our Ikari Amunah that mitzvos are ledoros? Mitzvos represent that which is a dover nitzchi, is something which is absolutely eternal. How can you go ahead and say that, you know what, it was this way, but now it's considered to be that way? The Ramban writes, Chalilalanu. It's true when it comes, for example, to Ari Miklat. The Torah tells us, this is the number you have now. But Chiyarchiv Hashem Elokech is Gvulcha, you'll add more. Okay, that's not a shinui. That's built into the tzivui. But to say that, you know what, that Nesia Saron was this, and now Nesia Saron is that. So in such a case, the Ramban writes, how in the world can that be? And therefore, the role of the Levim when it comes to Nesia Saron is a mitzvah ledoros. It wasn't something that was only true in a limited capacity. Well, you know, the Briskarev points out, when you look in Parshas Ekev, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches, there the Torah tells us the following, Ba'isahi Avdei Hashem Shevet Levi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set apart Shevet Levi. For what purpose? Losa Sesaron Bisashem, to carry the Aron. And the Torah says that Losa, Sharis Ulevarech Bishmo, to carry the Aron Hashem, okay? And then, Sharis Ulevarech Bishmo. Rashi's bothered in that pasuk. Take a look, right, in Yurches. Rashi's bothered. There seem to be two halves to the pasuk, no? The pasuk begins that Shevet Levi was set apart to carry the Aron, and to do avodu ulevarech bishmo. See what Rashi writes in the pasuk? There are two halves. There's a resha and there's a seifa. Lasi sesar b'is Hashem is a reference to the Levim. And the Sharis Levarech B'Shmo is a reference to the Kohanim. In other words, there are two halves to the Pasuk. Shevet Levi was set aside. And Shevet Levi is made up of Kohanim and Levim. And how do you read the Pasuk? The Levim do this and the Kohanim do that. Wow. In other words, that's like the Shita of the Ramban. And that is that the mitzvah of Nesiyas HaKel Medoros, that is incumbent upon Shevet Levi. And therefore, the Pasuk begins describing the role of the Levim and then transitions to the role of the Kohanim. The Preskerav points out, this Preskerav is found in the end of the Chiddush Hagez on the Rambam. There's a series of letters of Mikhtavim. This is the second Mikhtav, where the Preskerav points out the following, that according to the Rambam sheet, you don't have to interpret the Pasuk that way at all. After all, there was a point in time that Nesiyas Sar was incumbent upon Shevet Levi. But that was only then. That was not true Lidoros. Lidoros, the Kohanim, were the Nosei Aro, as well as those who did the Avoda and Levarech Bishmo. So seamlessly, that whole Pasuk in Ekev, Perikyud, Pasuches, is referring to the role of the Kohen, not the role of the Levi and the role of the Kohen. Wow. So the scrub points out that that Machlokas is going to be exactly this point. So the Ramban writes that how can it be that mitzvah is changing in that particular sense? How could that possibly happen? Well, when the Ramban writes the following, if you take a look at the sugya in Sota, Daf Lamed Gimel, there the Gemara says the following. There were unusual times in history where the Kohanim carried the Aron. When we crossed the Yarden, the Kohanim carried the Aron. When he surrounded Yericho, the Kohanim carried the Aron. When the Aron was brought to the Beis Alamim, the Kohanim carried the Aron. The Gemara writes, those were three unusual occurrences. Ooh, the Ramban writes, isn't it obvious then? Those were three exceptions that prove the rule. Typically speaking, it was the Levim. And the Gemara goes out of its way and tells us that, you know what, there were certain times that the Kohanim, but those were absolutely exceptional because the mitzvah of Daros was incumbent upon Levi. So that's what the Ramban writes. So how then is it possible, right, to argue as the Ramban writes that no, that this was only something that was temporary because miut mispar HaKohanim, oh, and all of a sudden that indeed Things changed. Wow, so pretty fundamental machlokas. Right, you pay attention during kinos, no? One of the things we say in kinos, no, v'domam ram mipinosei ha'aron. The shira in the Beis Hamikdash was silenced from the mouth of those who carry the aron. Poshub shat in the kina, sounds like the Rambam, no? Poshub shat. One can interpret it differently, poetically, but poshub shat, it means that the shira salavim was silenced. Those who carry the Aron, meaning the Levim. Sounds exactly as the Ramban Shita, but that was not only true simply because of Ian Misfrakoni, but that indeed was true, Ladoros. Wow. Okay. So the question is, how do you understand exactly the Rambam Shita? The Rambam Shita. You know, there is a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is bothered by the following, Shin Ayintes. You take a look at the Rambam, you take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch, there is a mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron. That's mitzvah, Shinayin Tes, the mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron. Menachas Chinuch raises a very basic question. Menachas Chinuch kind of leaves us as somewhat of a Tzarech Iyun. You know, that's always really Tzarech Iyun when basic questions are unanswered. You have to kind of, what really is the Teretz then? No? Why is this mitzvah Nesiyas Aron? Why is this mitzvah Nesiyas Aron? You know, we've discussed in earlier Shiurim, the Aron had a unique role. In Achinami, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Chaf, and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Aron had a unique role. That certainly is true. But if there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is Nesiyas Aron. Imagine you're traveling, right, in the Midbar, and you just take the Aron and all the other kids left behind. You know, ask me, why aren't you going to transport the Kalim? No, the mitzvah is Nesiyas Aron. Nesiyas Aron. The mitzvah is Nesiyas HaKalim. Nesiyas HaKalim. The Aron, of course, is one of the Kalim, one of the Klei HaMishkan. That certainly is true. Maybe it's not part of the Klei Avoda, but it's clearly part of. But why would I term this mitzvah Nesiyas Aron as opposed to Nesiyas HaKalim? Nesiyas HaKalim. That's the horror of the Minchas Chinuch. I would say there's a mitzvah of transporting the clay hamishkan in the most appropriate way. Why would you call this nesiyas ha'ara? Why would you call this nesiyas ha'ara? Oh, so the Briskarel points out there must be a very fundamental answer to this kasha. Why indeed the fish? The Briskarel writes it on. We know throughout the Torah, of course, that there are many tzivuyim, Pesach Mitzrayim. But by definition, by essence, that was only a harasha. That's not a mitzvah l'doros. The Rambam writes in Shoresh Gimel. That's where this Ramban is, no? The Rambam writes in Shoresh Gimel. In order for a mitzvah to be counted among Taryag mitzvos, it has to be a mitzvah which is no heges l'doros. You can't have something which is a harasha, a harasha. So what about this element of Nesiyas HaKelim, Nesiyas HaAron? Is that a harasha? Or is that considered to be a mitzvah l'doros? So the Briskarel writes the following. Isn't that exactly a difference between Kelim as opposed to Aron? If I ask you that, why is it necessary to transport the Kelim from here to there, mitachana latachana, you know what you're going to tell me? That, you know what, we were told, Vasli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Selcham, and we built a Mishkan, and you know what, the Mishkan went from place to place to place, stop to stop to stop, and it was necessary during that era, no doubt, to transport all of the Kelim from here to there. And I'll ask you, is that a mitzvah l'doros? You know what you're going to tell me? No. You know what? Oh, we reached the Beis Olamim. We reached the Makom Mikdash. When we reach the destination of, there's still a mitzvah of Nesiyas HaKelim. Why is there a mitzvah of Nesiyas HaKelim? In Chumash, there's a din, a mitzvah of Nesiyas HaKelim. Because Bnei Yisrael were traveling from here to there, and obviously all the Kelim had to accompany them. So is there a mitzvah of Nesiyas HaKelim? Yes, but that was only a harasha. That was not a mitzvah l'doros. You know, sometimes we think of a harasha as something you do once, like Pesach Mitzrayim. Sometimes you can have a harasha that spans years and years and years, an era. But you know what? But still, it's not one of the Targ mitzvahs. Indeed, that's going to come to an end. You know, one of Rab Chaim's chedushim about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, the Rambam doesn't count Zechiras Yetzias as one of the Targ mitzvahs. One Teretz Reb Chaim was because it's only a Horasha. What do you mean a Horasha? We have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's true. But you know what? Lasid Lavo. Lasid Lavo. The Chachamim are Doresh, no? Kol Yimei Chayecha is the Rambam's most Mashiach, no? That means Yimos Mashiach, Yimos Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ben Zoma, we pass like disagrees. If you ask me why does Ben Zoma use the drasha for something else, you know what I would have thought, and I'd be dead wrong, that what the Chumash is obvious. You don't need a ribui l'havimos Mashiach. What about every mitzvah chumash? You need a ribui l'havimos Mashiach. Maybe I could have argued that the reason Ben Zoma uses kol for Laila and not Laila is because you don't need a ribui. No, that's dead wrong. No, Ben Zoma really holds that l'havimos Mashiach, you're not going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. A pasuk in Yirmiyah. You know, there's going to come a time where we're not going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim Gli that we experienced, Limos HaMashiach. In other words, that there's a time that's going to come to an end. Oh, fascinating Chiddush Reb Chaim. That, you know what? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a Rasha that applies for thousands of years. But it's not eternal. It's not eternal. So you know what, I'll tell you the following. We have a Rasha that spans years and years and years. You know what that's called? Nesiyas HaKelim. Nesiyas HaKelim. Okay. But that's not a mitzvah l'doros. There's something unusual about Aron. And that's the following. That there are reasons that one would transport the Aron as a mitzvah l'doros. Let's assume, for example, under certain circumstances, B'Shas Mochama, that the Aron would accompany Klal Yisrael. That's something that would be true l'doros. L'doros. It wasn't just something that is temporary until you reach the destination of the Makom Mikdash. So in other words, Briskarel points out as follows, that there's a harasha, which is Nesiyas HaKelim. There's a mitzvah l'doros of Nesiyas Aron. And therefore, of course, the Rambam, the Chinuch, Shinayin Tes, the mitzvah l'doros is not Nesiyas HaKelim. The mitzvah l'doros is only Nesiyas Aron. And this is a harasha. And this is a mitzvah l'doros. And that's exactly the Chiddush of the Rambam. That the Horasha was incumbent upon Shevet Levi, but the mitzvah l'doros is incumbent upon the Kohanim. The Kohanim. And the Ramban writes, Chalila Shetishtana. How can a mitzvah change? How can a mitzvah change? You know, I'll tell you the following. You know, I see a guy, and you know, Pesach is coming, and he's like, you know, putting red paint on his mezuzos mashkos. I say, red paint? He says, no, dam. Apostle can finish. And I'm going to tell the guy, that was a harasha. That was our, I was treating that as a mitzvah. It's in Chumash. Yeah, it's in Chumash. It's a harasha. It's not a mitzvah the daros. And he'll say to me, Chalila Shetishtana. And I'll look at him, Chalila Shetishtana. That was Pesach Mitzrayim. That's not part of the mitzvah the daros. No? So the prescribed points out, Enochinami, that Nesiyah Sakelim is a harasha. And that was Shevet Levi. And the mitzvah of the daros is Nesiyah Sarim, which is the Kohanim. Why do you say Chalila Shetishtana? There's so many examples of Aurah Shah that is different from the mitzvah indeed that is Ladaros. Well, and therefore he thinks that's the issue. That's exactly why the mitzvah is only Nesiyah Sarah. Nesiyah Sakelim is Aurah Shah. And Enochinami lo karo, zelazeh, that since when is that a stira to say, how come today we don't do what Bnei Yisrael did when we were Mitzrayim? The answer is, that was Aurah Shah. And that's not a shini in the chetzer shal mitzvah. And that's different from what is considered to be a mitzvah ladaros. One could even argue as follows. How long did the sarasha continue? Maybe the sarasha continued until tachana la tachana, until we reached the Beis Olamim. Which means that that was a lengthy harasha until we reached the Beis Olamim. Oh, so the Gemara Sota, Daf Lamed Gimel. There were three times where it was still part of the harasha of getting to the ultimate goal of the Beis Olamim, that the Kohanim carried on, not the Levim. That was an exception. That was an exception as part of the Horasha, but not an exception part of the mitzvah Ladaros. The Briskarav writes, he thinks that really is the Shita of the Rambam. There is a Horasha, there is a mitzvah Ladaros. Those are two independent Chiyuvim. One is Kalim, one is Aron, one is to transport, the other is a mitzvah Ladaros. Not just simply in order to reach a destination. And therefore, it's no kash at all that, how can you say that the mitzvah changed? No, that we don't assume that there's a consistency necessarily or a seamlessness between a rasha and a mitzvah indeed, which is the doros. Well, so that's the Briskarav writes. In order to go ahead and to b'miyashiv the Rambam Shita, the beautiful, beautiful Chiddush. Yeah, take a look. I would just point out the following. If you really assume that, you know what, Aharasha mitzvah doros, okay, and you really assume though, Karav Zelazeh, this is like Pesach Mitzrayim, and this is like Pesach Ladoros, that there really are two independent kiyumim driven by very, very different factors and considerations. You know, when you look at that Rambam, and Sefer HaMitzvos, and Mitzvah Lamed Dalet, the Rambam is bothered, no? The Rambam is bothered, no? How is it that originally it was Levim? And how is it that subsequently it was the Kohanim? And the answer the Rambam is, realize, Miut Mispar HaKohanim, because at that time there are only a few Kohanim. So it had to be this way, even though it became that way. I would just tell you the following. When you look at the formulation of the Briskarav, that one is a horasha, and one is a mitzvah doros, you know, it's not really a kasha in the teretz, no? I wouldn't begin by saying v'im tomar and v'yishlomar. It's like saying, how come we don't sprinkle dam on the mashkof bizman hazeh? You know what? V'im tomar, and the answer is v'yishlomar. The answer is, that was only a horasha. A mechatesi, that's not a mitzvah doros. You know, when you look at the Rambam, I would say, to an extent, it seems as though the Rambam really is fundamentally bothered by the shift. And the shift indeed had to be justified. You know, if it's really just simply a matter of a Horash Shan, a Mitzvah Ladoros, these are absolutely independent kiyumim. You have to play down the Rambam a little bit, no? I will tell you the following. What the Rambam is telling you was like an observation. It was a Ha'ara, no? But it wasn't really a Kasha, and a Teretz. But rather, the Derech Ha'ara Omru. Meaning what? There is a Horash Shav Levim, and the mitzvah daros is the Kohanim. Is that mamish just a chok, an entire chok, or is there some underlying tamei hamitzvah? Yeah, because miut mispar hakohanim, right? We understand why indeed that's true. It wasn't a challenge, it wasn't a kasha, but I would tell you, when you look at the Rambam, maybe it seems as though one wouldn't have expected this at all, that there really is a challenge, and the teretz is miut mispar hakohanim. Okay.
I'll tell you further how it is. Well, is that when you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has to give you the source of the mitzvah. No, the source of the mitzvah. So what's the source of the mitzvah? If you were telling me, there's a mitzvah which is the Doros, and that's the mitzvah of the Nesiyas Ha'aron, Shenemar, so what pasuk would you reference? You know what? So you know what I would tell you? Why don't you reference Parshas Ekev, no? Perikud Pasuk Ches, no? Vayisahi, Hivdashim HaShevet Levi. It would be surprising to reference Parshas Naso, no? Ki Avodas HaKadosh Makasif Yisau. That's not the mitzvah. That was a horasha, which is so different from. And yet, the Rambam writes the source of the mitzvah. The Nesiyas Ha'aron is Parshas Naso, Makasif Yisau. That's somewhat surprising. If really indeed that was a horasha, and what we're referencing now is a mitzvah ledoros, and really these are two different parshios, two different kiyumim. One is Kalim, one is Aaron, and Aaron is Parshas Ekev, and Kalim is Parshas Naso. It's a little bit surprising that I would say, and the source of the mitzvah ledoros of Nesiyas Ha'aron is Avodas HaKadosh HaMakasif Yisau. Why would that be the appropriate pasuk? I would stand up and object and say, it was only a horasha. That's like referencing Pesach Mitzrayim. You're talking about the Dine Pesach Bisman Hazeh. Why indeed would that be true? So perhaps both of these points, the fact that the Rambam seems to be troubled by the shift from Levi to Kohanim, and the fact that the Rambam references Parshas Naso, you know, maybe that indicates that, yes, obviously, there was a difference. This was true then, and this is true now. But maybe one does not have to argue to the extreme that Orasha, Amitzvadoros, and Alkarozelzeh, that these are really independent kiyumim. Maybe one could argue that, no, that there is a seamlessness. There is a clear relationship between. But perhaps simply as follows. You know, this is always important in Derech HaLimud, that whenever you discuss a mitzvah, whenever you discuss, you know, a chalos, right, a hagdara, you always have to distinguish between what I would term the hagdara ha-mitzvah and the prate ha-mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah as opposed to the details of the mitzvah. Now, every mitzvah has details. Every mitzvah has details. Every mitzvah has Prate HaMitzvah, Prate HaMitzvah. But you know what? That whenever you assess the character of, I will tell you in every sugya, no? What would you say is the essence of, and what would you say is part of the Prate HaMitzvah? What is primary, and what is secondary? That always is critical. What is the Hagdaras HaMitzvah, and what is considered to be part of the Prate HaMitzvah? That distinction, I think, is always so clear. And I would ask you the following. If I wanted to determine what is part of the essence of the mitzvah as opposed to what is part of the prata mitzvah, where would I look? You know, if you're going to look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that might not be the best place to look. Because in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam is not only going to mention the Hagdaras HaMitzvah, the Ikar HaMitzvah, the Rambam is going to mention the prata mitzvah as well. So you take a look around Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam is going to throw in all the details. Okay. So where exactly would you look? So I think the answer very simply is, I think there are two very important references. Now, number one is the following. The Rambam has a very short list of the mitzvahs HaTorah in the very beginning of the Anaf HaZaka. We call the Minyan HaMitzvahs HaKatzeh. The Rambam lists the Tariq mitzvahs. And there I'll tell you the following. There, the Rambam presents each and every one of the Targum Mitzvos in the most succinct way possible. The Rambam does not go out of his way to tell us the Prate HaMitzvah, but the Rambam just simply sums up the essence of the mitzvah. You know where else I will tell you to look? Whenever the Rambam begins a series of halachos, right? Whatever the halachos are, halachos Shabbos, halachos Yantiv, halachos Chametz HaMatzah. The Rambam begins by telling you, these are the mitzvahs that I'm about to discuss. No? And the Rambam very succinctly lists the mitzvah. The The Rambam does not tell you the pratei hamitzvah, that the Rambam will get to in the body of the halachos. But the Rambam tells you the essence of the mitzvah, no?
So those are very, very important places to take a look. B'nai Yeshiva don't take advantage of that, no? Oh, really? There's a minyan hamitzvah in the beginning of Yad HaChazakah? The answer is yes, no? But the Hasagas HaRaivin. And Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Hasagas of the Ramban. That's critical, no? And what the Rambam has is the koteret, the heading, before he begins the series of halachos. That's critical to see the Hagdara. Right? Many, many shiurim, and what the Rambam includes and what the Rambam excludes. Right? Both in terms of describing a mitzvah, and
which mitzvahs are mentioned, which does he not? You may recall, again, a lengthy shiur that now, in the beginning of Megillah, Chanukah, the Rambam writes, there are two mitzvahs. Enochinami, Midivirsef, Midirabanan, Kriyas HaMegillah and Chanukah. In the beginning of Chol Shabbos, the Rambam writes, these are the mitzvahs I'm about to discuss. The Rambam writes Malacha, oh, and Tchumim, and an essay of Shabbosah. And the Rambam writes, Issur for Bezdin, to give an onesh on Shabbos, those are the four mitzvahs. The Rambam left out Kavod and Oneg. The Rambam left out Kavod and Oneg. No, I think there's a lot to discuss about that, no? When the Rambam writes that these are the mitzvahs I'm about to discuss when it comes to, Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam mentions Kiddush, but the Rambam leaves out Kavod and Oneg. How do you understand the absence of? No? Being in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, no? You have to go through kind of the list. The Rambam has 37 mitzvahs, no? But you have to be patient and figure out which mitzvahs did the Rambam leave out, no? In those 37, no? That's a limud, no? What does the Rambam include? What does the Rambam not include? And how does the Rambam describe a mitzvah? So I ask you the following. So we're dealing with a mitzvah now of Nesiyas HaKim, Nesiyas Aron. I would tell you there are a couple of moving parts. No? One is the how question. How is the Aron carried? Another question, no, is who? Who carries the Aron, no? Who carries the Aron? So, you know, one question is pretty important. Is this Kalim or is it Aron? We discussed. I'll tell you, another issue is very important. Who? We discussed, no? Another is how. How do you carry the Aron? Do you carry it by kosef yourself? Do you put it on a wagon, right? The agalos, like. So I'll ask you a very simple question. These issues that I'm raising, the who question, the how question, is there a difference between them? Would I say that, one is part of the essence of, and the other is part of the Pratei HaMitzvah? Would I argue, no, both of them are part of the Pratei HaMitzvah? Would I argue that, no, both of them are the essence of the mitzvah? No. Would you distinguish? So if you look and say for mitzvahs and lamed dalet, it's not going to help you so much. Because the other Rambam tells you all the details. No? What is being carried? How it's being carried? And who carries? Good. Yeah, but take a look. Now in the Pratei HaMitzvah. Take a look at the Rambam in the Minyan Mitzvah HaKatzar. You know what the Rambam writes the following? Lo seis es ha'aron al ha'kasi. Whoa. Lo seis es ha'aron al ha'kasi. So that I think is stunning. No? Obviously, part of the essence of the mitzvah is, what is it that you're carrying the aron? Good. How are you carrying? I could have just said, lost this aron, no? And whether it's done this way or that way, I would say that's part of the Pratei HaMitzvah. No. You know what the Rambam is telling you? A very great Kiddush. That there's a fundamental difference between how the aron is carried as opposed to who carries the aron. How the aron is carried, that's the essence of the mitzvah. Lost this aron alakas. That I know right away. I didn't even begin Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. I already know how the aron is carried. I asked her, who carries the aron? Who carries the aron? Keep on reading and reading and reading and reading. Oh, you get to Gimel Ches, and all of a sudden you see, it was the Kohen. It was the Kohen. Who carries the aron? You see clearly the aron. That's part of the Pratei HaMitzvah. How the aron is carried? That's the Ikar HaMitzvah. No? And that's why the Rambam formulates it in that way. You know, I could have formulated is that Lasei sa kohen es aron alakasei. Or I could have formulated as Lasei sa aron. But the fact that the Rambam includes Bakasei Yisrael and excludes the Kohanim, you know what that's telling you? That's telling you that there's a fundamental difference. One is considered to be part of the Ikar Mitzvah, and one is considered to be part of the Pratei HaMitzvah. No? That I think is a very, very important deal. And that deal, I will tell you, is very, very helpful. Very, very helpful. Because you know what? How is the aron carried? You know what the answer is going to be? That's essential. That would never change. That would never change. No? That's the essence of the mitzvah. You know, it would be absurd if I would tell you that the aron was carried al hakasei, but later generations was placed on wagons. What do you mean? The mitzvah is I would get up and scream, Chalila Shetishtane. But you know what? Who carries the Ara?
It's just part of the Prate HaMitzvah.
And now, the Rambam Shita realized that that changed. That wasn't an essential part of the fabric of the mitzvah.
It began this way, it shifted into this way. You know, that was part of the Prate HaMitzvah.
You know what I'll tell you, the Chiddush the Rambam is as follows. That if you're talking about the Prate HaMitzvah, then don't object and say, Chalila Shetishtane. I can explain that very, very simply. In terms of the Prate HaMitzvah, it was Miut Misparakonim. So the mitzvah had to begin this way, even though part of the Prate had to shift it based on the reality. But it wasn't to change what I argue is the nature, the essence, the Chefter Shel Mitzvah.
That was La Seiseh Saranala Kasev. And that I would tell you is the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. But not that there are two completely independent chiyuvim, one which is a horasha, and one which is a mitzvah ledoros. I'll tell you, there is a mitzvah ledoros of nesiyas ha'aron al hakasev, albeit that there was a practical change in the prate hamitzvah, and that's exactly the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, Lama Dalet. That's why the Rambam is bothered.
Vim tomar. How do you justify a change even when it comes to Prate HaMitzvah? You know, the answer is, Yesh Lomar, that Miut Misparakonim. But it's not that they're two independent kiyum, as the Prescrov suggests. I will tell you, there's a seamless mitzvah. The Ikar HaMitzvah remains steadfast, consistent, and there's a Shinui in the Prate HaMitzvah. So the Rambam has to justify a Shinui even in Prate HaMitzvah. And that's the Rambam says, Miut Misparakonim. But I'll tell you the following. If the Rambam is going to tell you the source of a mitzvah, the Rambam's not going to quote Parshas Eged. The Rambam's going to quote Parshas Nasa. But Kasef Yisrael, that's the essence of the mitzvah. Albeit that there was an adjustment in terms of the Prateha mitzvah. Well, and that, I think, is something which is critical. That's the Shitas HaRambam.
If the essence of the mitzvah would have been Kohanim, yeah, I would tell you then, how can that be? How can you say everything shifted? How can the central components of a mitzvah be compromised? But if the mitzvah is, in essence, Bakasef Yisrael, and that's why the Rambam references Parshas Naso, Bakasef Yisrael, that's the Hagdaras HaMitzvah. And even though it's true that there was a difference in terms of the Prate HaMitzvah, but you know what, that's not called a Shinui indeed in the Cheftesh HaMitzvah.
I would even perhaps couch it in this fashion. You know what? That, you know what Bakasif Yisrael means? That you have to carry the Aron reverentially, with utmost kavod, with the utmost kavod. No? Certain things, you know, you'll put on a wagon. Certain things, you know, you're gonna only carry with care. No? Rachmanu Litzlam, you're out of Levaya. No, you're not just going to wheel the Aron, you know? You're going to have people come who are carefully doing so in order to show the greatest form of kavod.
So obviously, because if you so means exactly that point. And if I ask you the who question, who should do it? You know what I would tell you? The best and the finest. The best and the finest, no? Who's going to be the one who is the Nosei Aron? I'm going to tell you, those with the highest level of Kedusha. So you know what?
Originally, that was Miut Misparakonim. So you had to have a broader base, a broader domain of even having Levim as well. But you know what? As Ledaros, then the Kohanim went ahead and did so. But it wasn't really a shift in the essence of the mitzvah. It means that, you know what? That the Chashuvei HaKol will be the ones who are the Nosei Aron. And you know what? So if you only had a handful of Kohanim, so you know what? We're going to include the Levim in that. And later, if not, then not. And that is not considered to be a shift in the essence of the mitzvah in any shape or form. That's the Chiddush then of the Rambam Shita. So yes, it's true that it evolved in the sense that the Prate HaMitzvah shifted out of necessity. But that's not really Chalila Shetishtane. So maybe simply as a little bit of a balance, not the Ramban, maybe not as the Brisker Rebbe, that these are two independent kiyumim, But in Ikar HaMitzvah, Hagdaras HaMitzvah, because if you saw, and part of the Pratei HaMitzvah, who indeed were the Nosei Aharon, and very understandable as the Rambam writes, that that can slide, that can be subject to a certain change. I'll tell you what I think is an incredible diuk in the Rambam. I would urge you to take a look, go through and see all the cases, all the cases. But you know, when you look in the Rambam, in the very beginning, in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam beginning with Mitzvah Chaf Beis, and continuing for roughly about 20 mitzvahs, you know, the Rambam lists the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the Kohanim, and the Chiyuvim, the obligations that are incumbent upon the Levim. Okay. So I'll tell you what I think is an incredible deal. How does the Rambam begin? So what you'll notice, but I want you to try to figure it out and kind of look through and see, you know, because I think it's just incredible, right? Is that the Rambam has two different methods, two different ways of describing it. Sometimes the Rambam begins the mitzvah by saying Nitzdavu HaKohanim or Nitzdavu HaLevim. Okay. Sometimes the Rambam begins with the simple term Tzivanu. Well, I think that's like an incredible har. Yeah? The Rambam is describing the obligations of the Kohanim and the Levim. And roughly speaking, half the time the Rambam writes the Kohanim must, and half the time the Rambam writes, we must. Not like, why in the world, no? So I'll tell you what emerges when you take a look at those Rambams. I think it's something which is stunning. You know, if you were to ask me, oh, this is something that's incumbent upon the Kohen, this is something which is incumbent upon the Levi, I'll ask you, in what sense is that true? So I would tell you, I think there's a simple breakdown. There are certain things that the Kohen must do, because that is a specific mitzvah which is mutelis ala kohen. This is what the kohen must do. This is what the kohen may not do. That I will tell you, you know what, is a choves hagav incumbent upon the particular kohen. But I'll tell you, there's another model. No? There's certain mitzvahs where I would say, it's not just a chiyuv on the kohen. You know what I will tell you? That is a much broader chiyuv collectively on the entire tzibur. Elamai, that the chiyuv of the tzibur is carried out, it's performed by the particular kohen. But although the kohen performs the mitzvah, but the chiyuv, I would tell you, is a much more general, collective, holistic chiyuv, as opposed to just assuming this is something that's only relevant to the kohen. So if I were to ask you the following, a kohen cannot be metame the mitz. A kohen cannot go ahead and marry a grusha. You're going to say tzivanu. Nistavu HaKohanim. A kohen, before he enters the Mikdash Hashem, or before a kohen does avoda, he has to engage in kiddush adar v'raglayim. Yeah, so the Rambam writes, Nistavu HaKohanim. You're going to say, kiddush adar v'raglayim is a collective chiyuv, which, you know, I discharge al yedei HaKohen. Let me ask you the following. Let's start with mitzvah chafetz. The mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash. No? The mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash. Wow. You know what the purpose of shmiras hamikdash is? We discussed this recently, no? The Rambam writes, Megadlo, Lechabdo, Leromamo. You have to revere the Makom Mikdash. Remember we discussed that Gonin Tamid? No? You have to revere the Makom Mikdash. Who has to? The Kohen. No. All of Kohen. You have to demonstrate the reverence for. And part of that reverence is to have Shomrim. Eina domo paltrim sheshel av shomrim av term shenam shomrim. How can you compare a guarded palace to an empty structure? Oh, so you know what we do? In order, Lagav al-Chad Romamo, you know what we do? Who are the showmen? You know what the answer is? We put forth our finest. The Kohanim, the Levim. Let's assume, for example, that we don't do any of this. You know, we're delinquent, we're deficient in Shmir Samigdash. Who do you think is going to be held responsible? just the Kohen, just the Levi? You know, I would suggest Kadosh Baruch Hu turn to Klal Yisrael and say, this is what I in charge you to do. Ushmarta mismishmer yisrael amoi. I would say that that's a chiyuv on all of Klal Yisrael. And LMI, that in order to demonstrate the reverence, the chashivus, the romamos, we're going to put forward the brightest that we have, those with habit tosefes kedusha, but the kiyum is, so of course, when it comes to shmiras hamikdash, the Rambam writes, sivanu, not nitztavu akonim, sivanu, sivanu. You know, Rabbi Chaim has a diyun, nesias kafayim, no? Last Shabbos is kriya sata. Who's obligated, right? In Berachas Kohanim, in Duchanim. The Kohen, of course the Kohen. But what about the Yisrael? What about the Yisrael? Does the Yisrael have a chiv to be the subject of the bracha? Is there a chiv on Yisrael to be the Mizbarech? Or is only a chiv on the Kohen to be the Mavarech? Well, that's a pretty heavy issue, no? The ritual is Mefurish, Mesukah Lamed Aleph. It's only a chiv on the Kohanim. And the Charedim, Perek Dalet, right? Dalet Yud Ches. The Haredim writes, what do you mean there's a chiv on the Yisrael as well? There are two parties. The Kohen recites the bracha, and we're the recipient of the bracha, and it's a dual chiv. Wow, a dual chiv. A fascinating deal. What is the Rambam Shita? This machlok is the rich and the Haredim. What is the Rambam Shita? What is the Rambam Shita? Reb Chaim maintained that it's only a chiv on the Kohen. So I'll tell you what I think is an incredible deal. No? So let's take a look and say for Mitzvahs. How does the Rambam begin the Mitzvah with the Siyas Kapayim? Does the Rambam write Nistavu HaKohanim? Or does the Rambam write Sivanu? If it's Sivanu, I would say that's a collective Chiyuv. If it's Nistavu HaKohen, I would say that's a Chiyuv HaKohen. The Rambam writes Nistavu HaKohanim. Nistavu HaKohanim. I'd say the Rambam is like the ritual. Like the ritual. That's what Reb Chaim maintained. But I think that's clear. That's clear from this point. From this point. Wow. We once discussed the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. Lechem HaPanim. There's a mitzvah of Sidur Lechem HaPanim. No? Sidur Lechem HaPanim. You remember that shir? Maybe, right? Two dinim and Lechem HaPanim. That was like the crux of the shir. Sidur Lechem HaPanim has elements of avoda. That certainly is true. Elements of avoda. But the suggestion was is that there's another element to Sidur Lechem HaPanim. You know what that second element is? Sidur Lechem HaPanim is Midine HaShulchan. Midine HaShulchan. You have to have a shulchan. And you can't have a psuri kanya. You can't have an empty table. An empty table. And therefore, the Lechem HaPanim is part of the shulchan. Part of the shulchan. Wow. Yerushalayim Shkolim, Perek Vav. If you don't have any new Lechem HaPanim for whatever reason, you cannot remove the old Lechem HaPanim. Because the shulchan cannot remain without Lechem HaPanim. The shulchan is chasen. Wow. The shulchan is chasen. This is a line like in the Ragged Shavar, right? The second chelak of Tzapnas Panev. Right? The second chelak of Tzapnas is not the most user-friendly sefer. They're paragraphs that go on for pages and pages and pages and pages, no, without any break. No? So, tucked away, the Ragged Shavar writes, there are two dinim, Lechem HaPanim. One is Midin Avoda, one is Midin HaShulchan. I think there are many rhymes. Remember what I mentioned that time? That's why Lechem HaPanim is not only in Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor is a Parsha of Avoda, but Lechem HaPanim also is highlighted in Parshas Truma. Truma is the Parsha of the Asiyas HaMishkan, the Asiyas HaMikdash, the Asiyas HaKelim. The Lechem HaPanim are critical, no? Because that's part of the Dinei HaShulchan. Part of the Dinei HaShulchan. Wow. So I'll tell you the following. If I look at Lechem HaPanim in terms of Avoda, you know what I would say? That's the Kohen's business. But if the Lechem HaPanim is essential to have a Shulchan, the Rambam is clear. Now say for Mitzvah Mitzvachah. The Chiyuv to build a Mishkan, build a Beis HaMikdash, and to furnish it with all the Kelim is a Chiyuv on all of Knesset Yisrael. It's a Chiyuv on all of Knesset Yisrael. No? So guess what? In Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Mitzvah Chav Zayin, the Mitzvah Sidur Lechem HaPanim, the Rambam writes Sivanu. Not Nitztavu HaKohanim. Not Nitztavu HaKohanim. Well, you ask a question, what do you mean? I don't do that. Sidur Lechem HaPanim is Sivanu. No. The answer is the Sidur is Midin HaShulchan, which is a Chiyuv on all of Klal Yisrael. and therefore tzivanu. And if you don't have the seal of Echa Panim, you know what? All of us are going to be responsible for that. Because after all, that's part of our chiyu. That's part of our chiyu. And take a look at those Rambams. Fascinating. When the Rambam says Yistav HaKonim, when the Rambam says Sivanu, you know, I think it's an amazing distinction. An amazing distinction. So I'll tell you the following. You know, if Nesiyas HaAron would just simply be, you know, the Hagdaras HaMitzvah, the Ikar HaMitzvah, would be that Al Yedei Kohen, then the Rambam would write, no, Nistav HaKonim, Nistav HaKonim. But the whole Chiddush was really not, no? Nesiyas HaAron HaKosev is the Ikar HaMitzvah. It just simply means, but who should be the ones to do so? I would say it's like Shmiras HaMikdash. You know what the answer is? The ones with the greatest Kedusha. No? You're showing reverence to Allah by having those who... But the Chiyuv of the Nesiyas HaAron, I would say, is one which is incumbent upon all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael. Like the Rambam and the Shmita V'Yovel, no? You're given V'lo Sheita Levi Bovan to be the Nosei HaAron. That is the broadest. The broadest skill, which is chal on each and every one of us. Practically speaking, you know what that means? That, you know, I'm going to put forth the brightest that I have, the best that I have, the Tosefes, just like when it comes to Shmiras HaMikdash. So guess what? Just as when it comes to Shmiras HaMikdash, the Rambam writes Sivanu, no? Chabez. Here, Lama Dalet, when it comes to Nesiyas HaAron, the Rambam writes Sivanu. Not Nistav HaKonim. Not Nistav HaKonim. Wow. Really, I'm the one who carries the Aron. No. But realize the role of the Kohen to be the Nosei Aron, right? That's part of this broader kingdom. The essence of the mitzvahs, because if you so. And who it is who performs. The answer is, oh, those are the Tosefes Kedusha. So the Rambam writes, it's very mistaber that it was different as time went on because of Miyat Mispar HaKohenim. But realize that that's not part of the Ikra Mitzvah, it's part of the Prati Mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam writes, Tzivanu, not Nitzavu, Nitzavu HaKohenim. That I'll tell you is an incredible Musar HaSkel. Not just simply Lalach in terms of Hadaras HaMitzvah, Prati HaMitzvah, but it means Nesiyas HaAron is Tzivanu. It means that everyone is obligated to. Everyone is obligated to. That's a very, very high bar. No? Everyone is obligated to see to it that the Osu Aron, that they're part of the Nosei Aron. As I often mention, you know, like Ben Azmanim, the summer is the greatest indicator, you know, of who are the Nosei Aron, you know? More time in your hands, you know what? Sometimes it's ironic, the more time in your hands, the less you learn, no? How does that happen exactly? How does that work, no? You know, that... during the crux of the Zman, where we're balancing many responsibilities, and you have a lot of, you know, morning, afternoon, and classes and finals, you know, okay, but you still know you have to learn morning, Seder, night, Seder. And then you come to a summer where, you know what, relatively speaking, though the responsibilities can be diminished, and learning has to pop, no? Learning has to be incremental, no? Now you're going to be satisfied with just... The hours of morning Seder and hours of night Seder, you're going to be satisfied with the 8 hours a day. The 8 hours a day when, you know. Now you have to kind of dig in, no? And that's the greatest indicator. Now, when you have, so to speak, the Hagdar of the Chazon Ish, the mitzvah of Esek Batorah is to learn in your free time. Now, when the Chazon Ish came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't immediately just recognize, they didn't know who he was. Someone asked him, do you learn? You know, he said, in my free time. In my free 16 hours a day. In my free time. You know, like, that's how you have to, that's an important Hagdara. It's not Bittul Torah, right? That if you're not learning during davening, because that's occupied time, right? You don't have to sit there in the Chazar Sashas with the Sefer. No, Mishabur is very critical of doing that. No, that's not the time for learning. But you know what? But yeah, but every other minute, no, that's the time too. And that's how you have to position yourself, right? shifos in terms of kamos and echos, in terms of esek b'tor, especially during the months that are less occupied, that you really have to see to it that you absolutely position yourself. You know, to make sure, right, the jump start on Maseches Kedushin, right, to see to it that a nice amount of Dapim are covered. Bezos Hashem will provide, you know, the shiurim throughout the summer that will be available, right, on the Dapim Maseches Kedushin, in order to see to it that you take advantage of it and you position yourself for a theme throughout the entire year. You know, but make sure that you give significant thought to how indeed this can be done. Time is too precious simply to have that wither away. And being among the Nosei Aharon is not the chiyuv, which is just incumbent upon Kohanim or Levim, but rather that's really Tzivanu, that's our collective chiyuv to be able to do so. So I urge you, you know, give thought, speak with your Rebbeim. If you want, we can speak, not just in terms of how it is that you can maximize, right? The opportunity that you have to be able to soar, to be able to really plow through Masechtas, you know, during the months that you have ahead of you. But, you know, L'chach Nosarta, you know, that's why you're here, no? In order to be able to see to it that you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And then all these times, and yes, during the Zman, sometimes it's hard to steal away time, but you know, the Ben Azman is an incredible opportunity to do so. But that, I think, is an important deal. When it comes to Kiryas Yadayim V'Raglayim, and when it comes to Berachas Kohanim, the Ram writes Nistavo HaKohanim, but not when it comes to Nesiyas Aharon. Well, that's something which is Tzivanu. And you have to give serious thought and planning to how that can be done, how one can do so, how you continue to grow, and how you can be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in every aspect of the Ben Azmanim, to see to it that you return to the yeshiva with a newness, with a freshness, with, you know what, a few more mesechtas under your belt, no? And David took Kadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya, that you should be zoche, to be able to have insight into the Torah Hashem. That's the greatest bracha. Now the Gaon and Nidan Daf Lamed, don't take that for granted, no? It's an absolute nes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be able to an extent, right, link into Chachmas Hashem. That requires enormous amelos and enormous siyata d'shmaya, something that you have to really, really daven for. And Bezras Hashem, if you take it seriously, and you learn b'amelos, and you daven with kavanat suma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should mezakeh you, so Bezras Hashem will be zoche to incredible siyata d'shmaya. And at the end of the summer, you can come back and tell me, you know what I did during the summer? And you start talking about your internship. I'm not going to be so interested. No. I'll hear. But you know, you'll tell me, but I was able to accomplish this and accomplish that in terms of learning, in terms of Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Man, internships are important. It's good. It's all fine. But realize that you have to be among the Nosei Aharon. So Ezra Hashem, you should be zoche to incredible siyata d'shmaya. I would urge you to chazer what we learned this year. If you're not going to chazer, you know what? You're not going to retain it. In the Sugya Menachos Daf Tzadi Tes, you're not allowed to forget your learning. It's Nisa Daraisa to forget your learning. No? We try to avoid Yisuri Daraisa. No? The Gemara says, Onus Rachmana Patra. You know? You give it your best shot and you forget something, okay, it's an onus. But if you don't chazer, that's not an onus. No? That's not an onus. If you don't chazer time and time again, all of a sudden you don't remember, of course you don't remember. No? You have to chazer. Position yourself, go through all the sugyas we've done. We spend so much time to iyun. You know, how can it be that we don't know these blot as well as we possibly can? No? Chazer, position yourself. And Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you that schus to be able to know the Torah Hashem, to retain the Torah Hashem, because you have it in you. You have that capacity, absolutely to do so. You know, is it easy? Of course it's not easy. You know, nothing important in life is easy. It's easy, no? Everything that's meaningful in life you have to work toward and you have to daven for. But if you do those two things, your mishtadu mispavo, Bezras Hashem, will be zochet to incredible siyata d'shmaya.